Okay, the timeline is where we can actually determine changes in the course of the animation. And those changes could take place in the actual shape of the object, different components of the object being rotated or turned, as well as actual positioning of objects in the scene. So we're going to have to do several of those things in animating the tricycle. We're going to not only make the tricycle move down the path, but also make its front wheels and back wheels turn, as well as actually turning the entire wheel assembly, including the handlebars and so forth. So let's go ahead and set this up for the first animation in the timeline.